Hi everyone, welcome to Idle Chatter. I'm Laura.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are joined by a special guest tonight. We have back friend of the show, Brian Coveney.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me back once again.
Brian's back to help us talk about Survivor 44, episode 11, I'm Not Worthy. And we were way off on this last week. I think we both guessed Carson?
Or Jam, maybe. I don't know. I don't even remember. But it wasn't Carolyn. Regardless, we lost.
I also just could never have imagined the context of, like, her saying it about a lobster shell.
Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, we couldn't have imagined it. But at the same time, it makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense. Last night's episode was really... I feel like I've said this before, but it was really Carolyn's episode.
Yeah. It also was a very good episode. My mom, who love her dearly, but a lot of times I'm like, oh, what'd you think? She doesn't have much to say. She was like, oh, yeah, like that was a good episode.
Yeah. I feel like maybe the last few episodes, people have been kind of saying that with all the twists and all the things, that things are maybe slowing down, but definitely last night, like you said, was a lot more focused on Carolyn. We hadn't seen her in a couple episodes, and I watched it with my aunt came over for dinner with me and my dad, and we watched it together, and we were laughing, we were crying, we were...
What was on the dinner menu? Because you always seem to have, like, a good dinner menu.
It was pasta and chicken and broccoli, some sort of...
Sounds good to me.
And it was it was surprising that the episode was so good because we did have a ton of downtime, a ton of camp time. We had a meditation gratitude circle, for crying out loud. Like, usually episodes involving, like, a meditation practice are, I'm just like, this was the best we had.
We got to see Jamie actually put her yoginess to use there.
Oh, I think what the beauty of it, though, was that it was such a simple episode. Just an immunity challenge.
Oh, okay.
No scrambling for an advantage or no, like, okay, the extra vote is gone. No one knows about the idols anymore. Really?
I kept forgetting throughout this episode that Danny no longer had his idol because he played it for Franny. I kept being like, what if Danny plays his idol? And then I was like, wait a minute, he doesn't have one. I also thought the through line from start to finish of, like, Danny's paranoia, like, when we got back to camp from last tribal, obviously, like, the A story was Carolyn being pissed that she was left out of the vote, which I loved, and then, but also Danny being like, who wrote my name down? And then just the way that, like, normally we see that once, but the fact that it was sprinkled in throughout the episode, like, the jam and Heidi of it all, like, we'll get there, but I really liked that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, like, we, not a true recap or anything, but it is, you know, we do start out on night 19 and Carolyn's upset, and something that really pisses me off, you know, she obviously brings her closest allies, Carson and Jam, to talk with her, and it pisses me off. Jamie says, I feel bad for Jam and Carson. She's, like, yelling. And Lauren says, I think she needs time. And Danny says, yeah, she needs a lot of things.
They're all so fucking condescending to her. And, like, that's why I can't even, like, save it. I can't even wait. My all-time favorite moment of this season of maybe New Era Survivor is Carolyn telling Jeff Probst that she's mad at him. Because it's like, everybody just treats her like she's so dumb. And she's so frustrated by that. And, like, she was trying, like, her trying to be like, yeah, it's a real doozy to have a meditation gratitude circle and then get to tribal and we have to stab each other's backs. That's an extremely fair and rational comment. And for people to try and be like, oh, you're so emotional. And then for Jeff, and then she got mad about that because that's fucking rude. Like, that's just, you don't say, like, it's just like, you don't say that to anybody, but, like, especially a woman. And then for Jeff to be like, well, maybe if you get some more sleep, and, like, the face she gave him.
I relate to her so hard. Like, honestly, seeing Carolyn on the season of Survivor, I've never so much because she's so self-aware. She is so good at articulating her feelings after the fact. So she was, you know, she was all emotional and mad at Carson and Jam Jam, as I would be. I would feel the same way. I would want to go scream and yell, and I would either need to be completely mute or I would need to get it out. And Danny and Jamie and Lauren are kind of just listening to it. They're like, wow, she's yelling. And it's like, I would do the same thing. I am bubbling with these feelings and I don't know what to do with them. But then the next day, Carolyn was chilling. She needed to do it. And just the way she articulates it, I'm like, that is so me. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand me and my emotions.
Yeah. I mean, even if she may have been loud, but I feel like she was articulating why she was being mm-hmm. loud. And it wasn't just like, she wasn't just screaming to scream.
Yeah.
She was,
I can get loud too.
Yeah. She was like, you know, explaining to them. And I feel like, yes, they were loud and going back and forth, but they were still having a conversation and they were both telling each other, I felt left out here. I felt left out here. And they kind of both were like, you know, we did it to each other. We need to move on from this.
Yeah. And, well, yeah. And Jim's like, reunite. Oh, you know, yeah. That happened in Carolyn. She said, this just happened, man. When Jam Jam was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, that one time you left me out. And she's like,
that was one time. Makes sense.
Yeah. But also, like, yeah, this just happened. Yeah. No, like, we moved past that. I'm reacting to the thing that just happened 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. No, she was
good. I think some people don't understand that, like, some people need to process their emotions out loud. And other people don't. So I think maybe when Carolyn reacts that way, some people, they can process them in their head and move on. Carolyn clearly moved on. She just needed to get them out.
I think I was just also so refreshed by somebody finally telling Jeff
mm-hmm.
to shut the fuck up. Because, like,
mm-hmm.
he obviously does mean well, but, like, mm-hmm. The comments are so annoying. Like, everything has to be a little comment. And it's like, no, I don't need some more fucking sleep, Jeff. Like, I bet you sleep nice and sound in your production cove.
Yeah. I would have cried or acted the same way.
But it was so funny when Jeff was like, oh, are you mad at me now? And she was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for far too long, people have kind of kissed his ass. And he has obviously he has some power, but, like, I don't see how if you were, like, mean to Jeff that they would, like, somehow get you voted off the next episode or something like that. You know, like, I think people, obviously you got to respect the host to a degree, but no one's ever questioned his, like, authority because he truly has no, like, official power in the game. Like, a little bit of influence, but no, being mean to him or sticking up to him is not going to, should not directly affect you from his perspective.
If you were blatantly, like, rude or aggressive to Jeff for no reason, that could influence other people's opinion of you. But this, like, actually just expressing yourself, you know, is completely
harmless.
Yeah, she
didn't back down.
Yeah. I just think she really is just herself. I think that a lot of people are playing the game, you know, as most people would. I mean, I probably would. I might break down eventually, but how am I going to be perceived? I don't think Carolyn gives a shit how she's perceived, which is very beautiful. She knows who she is. She's comfortable with who she is. She's happy. She doesn't care if what people think of her. I'm so happy that the internet collectively has declared her queen and loves her, but
except for Russell Hance, but we don't need to talk about that.
Something else that we get pretty early on in this episode is we get Heidi's backstory.
Yes. Back package, if you will.
I love that. For someone who's not a huge fan of Heidi, I loved her seeing all the different, like, family photos, vacations, work things.
It's funny when you're like, I'm not a huge fan, because same. But, like, when I watch her montage, when I, and by that, I mean, we still know you. And when I watch the montage, I'm like, damn, Heidi, I want to get to know you. You seem cool as shit. Like,
yeah, I also, I really like too, which, you know, you don't need to like rank things in your life, but I thought it was really cool how she came to the U.S. from Puerto Rico, didn't know very much English, like ended up getting her degree. She's an engineer. And when she's talking about it, she's like, you know, I have this career. I'm a mother. I'm married. And married was last, because I feel like so many, like, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on women to be married before anything else. You know, like, oh, if you have a child and you're not married, that's not good. You know, or if you focus on your work over your child, but it's like, I have my work. I am a mom and I'm married. So just the order of that, I liked.
You feel seen?
Well, I mean, I'm not married and I don't have a child and I'm unemployed.
Oh, Scoopy. Oh.
And I'm unemployed. Brian. No.
I can't.
You have Snoopy.
Well, if, you know Snoopy. What? You know what it's like? It's like the people on Instagram who are like the emoji of a husband, and it's like their husband's handle, and then like a picture of a child, and it's like Lucy's mom. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Is that you? I haven't looked at your bio in a while.
No, absolutely not.
No, Heidi's like electrical engineer. She's like Survivor 44 contestant, electrical engineer. Immigrant. Well, I mean, isn't an immigrant if you're from Puerto Rico and it's like a U.S. territory? But either way, like, you know, I came here. I did not speak English. Now I have this degree. Mom. Oh, and wife.
Yeah, that was a great back package.
The next thing I want to talk about a little bit is when, okay, so Tika reunites the next morning. Carolyn comes around and they're still strong, which I love. I love how strong Tika is.
They're and, so beautiful, the three of them.
They're like, okay, here's the thing. We need Danny to know that Heidi wrote his name down.
Mm-hmm.
And in theory, this makes sense, but I don't think the execution was correct. And I don't know how the execution could have been better, but this wasn't it, because Jam Jam tells Danny, and Danny just like does not, like, he's not really sure. He confronts Heidi and Heidi's like, that's crazy. Like, why would he say that?
She and says she thinks it's Jamie. And then Danny's like,
or Jam Jam. She kind of says it a couple different names.
I do have Danny's quote.
Oh, tell us.
About this, ready to go. Danny then, you know, says to us, he thinks it's Jam Jam. And it just, this just makes me cringe so hard. But hey, he got voted out, so I would find it difficult to find first graders that would buy that story, Jam Jam's story, which is literally the, I just feel like there is a,
oh, because it's the truth.
There's just like a very weird relationship with the truth going on here.
No one believes anything.
Basically, I feel like pretty much like the Tika three are the only ones that have a grasp on the truth.
Well, also then, like, we get pre-scramble because, like, when we're still having camp time, there's like a lot of discussions being had, and at one point Danny and Lauren are talking about how Tika is a threat, and they're like, but also Jamie. And I'm just like, in what world?
I don't know.
Wait, who's Lauren and Danny say that?
Yes.
Hmm.
I mean, no, like, it wasn't like it, but that it was like they were talking.
I thought they meant also Jamie loop her in to vote out Tika. That's what I took from that.
That could be it. I took it as, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I thought Danny was like Jam Jam and Carson. And then he was talking to Lauren. He's like, you good? And then also Jamie. Like, oh, we got Jamie against them.
Well, they also kind of potentially still think she has an idol, right?
That is true, but that's just what I guess I just think Jamie and Lauren are aligned, so I don't know if Danny feels comfortable enough with Lauren to like throw Jamie under the bus to her.
Yeah,
I forget. I honestly always forget who
I just rewatched
Tika 3. I rewatched it too, and I forget, besides, yeah, Tika 3, I forget like who, because didn't like Danny and Lauren had it back and forth for a while, like Franny and Danny, like, obviously they voted for each other, but, like,
it's also just,
use the idol for her, and then, you know.
It's very interesting, though, how many times this episode that Danny is like, oh, well, Heidi's my number one, Heidi's my number one, and she is the one that voted for him. I mean, she did a good job convincing him that she didn't.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I guess I am very good at identifying people's handwriting, like people I know. Like if someone writes something, I'm like, oh, like that is my friend so-and-so's handwriting. Like I can identify their handwriting so easily. Like Carson's is like very, very obvious, but I don't know. You don't learn to look at people's handwriting and understand who voted for who. That was always like a big question in my mind.
Are you not allowed to use a fake signature? I would use my left hand.
I'm sure you can, but I think how often they don't see people really writing, except for maybe when they're painting the camp flag. If it were me, I'd be like, you know, it'd be really cool for our flag is if we all wrote like 20 sentences and signed our names, just wrote our names over and over again.
Just everyone write each other's names 100 times.
While I watch.
I guess it's just like, it's very clear what Carson's handwriting, I don't know, like, I guess one of the first things I would do is I would try to suss that out. Like, as I'm voting, like, oh, I know that this person is the only person that voted for so-and-so. So thus, that is what their handwriting looks like. I would memorize it.
Okay, but like, I also don't know that Danny is like thinking on that level.
Okay, he's probably not.
No oxygen to his brain. He's holding his breath.
Oh, wait. It was really funny in the prayer circle. Well, they were just like talking about everything, and he said, you know, I just think every day like how grateful I am to be able to like run, walk, and something, and breathe, and
jump.
And like, how much did you want to say breathe first? Because breath is literally life to you.
He did say it, right?
He did say breathe. He did say breathe, but it wasn't
during that meditation.
It wasn't number one. I'm like, no, breathing is everything.
I did kind of feel back to the voting part, I did kind of actually feel bad that Heidi was left out, because I feel like when they were on that reward, they maybe were like coaxing her into voting for Danny when she maybe wanted to, but also didn't necessarily want to. And then I guess she was probably left out of the final vote, which obviously sucks to be left out. So I did kind of feel bad for her in that regard. She was the only one.
I wish they would have all just voted for Danny last week. Like,
well, yes. That's...
It could have saved us a lot of time. I think also the part that like really hit home for me, because they at this point where we're at camp, they are also starting to have like final three combos. And I think just like the point of if Tika 3 makes it through this next tribal, they are the majority. And spoiler alert, they did. And I'm so excited because now we can see like what is going to happen with that, because I mean, like, by the looks of like scenes for next week, like it might be a little dicey.
I was kind of curious. I was like, will this season be three women in the final? But then Tika would have two gentlemen.
But I think that's kind of the fun part when you have like a really close three, and then like that's when that has to disintegrate because you're all so good.
They can battle.
I will say, I love Jam Jam. I love Carolyn. I love their friendship. I love how they can fight and make up, and they ultimately have each other's backs. I did not like, actually, after, though, the scramble when Carolyn was, you know, after the last tribal on night 19, when she was talking to Carson and Jam Jam, and Carson or Jam Jam was like, oh, like, you know, they're going to, you know, hear us there. You know, I can't talk to you right now. You know, like basically nothing I'm saying is going to get through to you, which like you could say in a friendship, but then he walks away and then it shows Jam Jam talking to everyone else. And Jam Jam is the one to say, you know, oh, you know, I think that she thought that she was on the right side of the vote. And that's why she's so mad, because this is the first time she's not. And that's not true, number one. Like, she's been left out before. She's been confused before. But that is 100% not what her anger was about. So seeing that, someone speculating why she was mad, it was very clear she was mad because she felt betrayed by Carson and Jam Jam.
Betrayed and, yeah, left out.
And I so think- I don't – and then next week we see, you know, Jam Jam being like, oh, you know, I got to get Carolyn –
I do think a little bit in that moment he was trying to protect like their unity and make it sound less worse than it was.
I guess that could be it.
We may never know. So anything we want to talk about before we get to the challenge? I mean, like, I have a couple of notes. Like, I thought their, like, final seven bonfire was really huge. Like, a lot of cute stuff. The lobster stuff was cute. Carolyn and Jam Jam in the water was cute. Like,
I'm not worthy because there's a lobster shell is found. And Lauren's like, yeah, Carolyn, you just take it. She's not worthy. She wanted to fashion it in her hair. And they end up rock, paper, scissoring. And Carolyn ends up winning it and tries to fashion in her hair. And not only that, but Jam Jam finds her a lobster.
a leg.
Yeah, a leg. I was going to, yeah, because it's not a claw. Yeah, it's a leg. And she puts it on her finger antenna. Like a witch. I feel
it's
like it's
something
a,
long.
Yeah.
But it didn't I think seem it's to like have a, like knuckles like a leg.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, she puts it on her finger and it's really long and she's just wiggling it all around and
it's
love
like
her.
It's like a witch's finger or like a bugle. You know how like you put
Brian, I swear, like just for the sake of time, I did not say it reminds me of when you put a bugle on your finger and also it reminded me of a witch. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Not that Carolyn is, oh, she's a good witch. Or she's a bad witch.
Yes.
But.
Just a witch.
And a good witch.
Yeah. But I just like, I love her just vibing in the water, singing The Little Mermaid. I was singing The Little Mermaid the other day.
Yeah, Little Mermaid. I was like, is this another movie crossover ad? Because The Little Mermaid comes out in 2 weeks.
Right.
Speaking of the water, should we get to the challenge?
Oh, yeah.
This challenge.
So this is your classic waterboarding on Survivor.
Torture. Just call it freaking torture.
Brian, to me, had the comment of the night in our group chat when he said, Carson can't 3D print this shit.
I thought you were going to say, and then I can say, I'll say my favorite quote of the night. Was
yeah, yeah, we'll get there. However, yeah, so yeah, this is your classic challenge. This is the one where Who was it? Owen? Was it Owen and...
Yeah, it was
there
Owen.
Was it Carla? Dual winners because it was like the tide, whatever.
Yeah,
last
yeah,
season.
Yeah.
This is your classic one where there are grates. The tide is going to rise and you lay there and you put your mouth up to the grate. And then as it rises, you need to, you know, try to catch your breaths whenever you can.
Not drown.
But yeah, Brian did say, yeah, Carson can't 3D print this shit. However, it was so funny in the very first moments of the challenge.
I know.
You get Carson going, I practiced this in my bathtub.
I was like, I should have realized. Like,
that's smart though. That's smart to prepare in that way.
Hopefully, he had a friend with him because that's kind of scary to like practice all.
Yeah,
like,
I think he probably just practiced holding his breath underwater in a bathtub.
Know,
where he's probably
you,
not going to drown.
Went a little too far.
Yeah. I don't know. But I actually locate my aunt and uncle have a pool and they watch Survivor and I'm unemployed and they're probably like opening their pool any day. And I was thinking like, Aunt Pat, Uncle Nick, can we like practice this challenge so I can see how I would do? Because honestly, I'm just like a water baby. I can hold my breath underwater. Water doesn't scare me. Sharks scare me, but I feel like production would like have my back in that regard.
They spray some shark repellent. Well, this one's freaky because it like the waves are you could potentially choke on the water.
Yeah,
it's not like holding your breath because you could hold your breath, but you don't know when to hold your breath. I don't think.
Yeah, but I feel like you could just like maybe stick your hand up. So you and that's the thing. But I feel like you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Come up and down.
But also, I feel like you. The worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to choke on some water and then be fine. And I think I think a lot of people are not comfortable in water and I am. So that is my one thing that I'm like, oh, this would be okay for me. Also, I'm assuming it's probably because of body fat percentage, but I'm like very buoyant. So I feel like buoyancy when you're like laying on your back my mouth would like naturally like propel up, and then someone that had like more of a muscle mass, like they would need to like hold themselves up on the grate, which I would just be floating and chilling. So that's my theory why I think that I would be good at it. But
going into this, I was just so nervous that this was stacked for Danny because it's a lot about breath, but he fucked up. He did not.
He's not breathing water during those exercises.
Yeah.
He's
breathing air. Yeah. Well, and our first person to go out is Lauren, who lasted an hour. I feel like the tide wasn't super high at this point. Then Jamie goes out, then Carson, then Carolyn, and then we have Danny, Heidi, and Jam Jam. So Brian, what was it like in your household? Do you go to your dad's?
I should pull up the full quote. My dad screaming, "Drown, drown, drown, Danny, drown."
I love it.
It was like, more in the moment last night, but yeah, it was very unexpected.
And drown he did, and Heidi held on a little bit longer, but then she let go, and then Jam Jam wins, and it was really cute because he didn't even know. Danny had to jump in and be like, "Jam Jam, you won."
They're like, Jam Jam.
So cute. I was also kind of shocked that it only went like an hour and 25 minutes or something like that. Like,
oh, did it show? I missed that because I was wondering, like, I know Lauren was out at an hour, so I assumed it went much longer for the others. But Jam Jam did such a happy dance. He hugged Jeff real big.
Something dumb that I did wonder is he has like a pretty substantial beard, and it almost seemed like when the waves are coming at his face that the beard was like a little bit of a like a roadblock. Yeah.
Note to self, grow a giant beard. Hey, I do have PCOS, so, you know.
Let's get started now. It was a really sweet moment, I thought, because he, he was saying that all his entire family is really athletic and they're going to be so proud of him.
Yeah. I think I texted you guys, "I'm so proud of Jam Jam."
I did. I am. On my second viewing this afternoon, I was like, just so beautiful.
So, and Jam Jam winning immunity was also interesting because Danny and his cohorts were planning on voting Jam Jam. So they get back to camp and they're like, okay, so Carson. And my first favorite part of this is Danny tells Carolyn the plan. She goes, okay, so is this the real plan or the fake plan?
And that was amazing.
Classic. It was so amazing. And like the whole time they show Danny like kind of talking at the back of her head. And I wish this was a video podcast because like the whole time she's just rolling her eyes so hard. And she's like, I get the vibe that they're voting out Carson.
I want to say that moment, which we've seen like on social media now with like Carolyn in the forefront rolling her eyes and just Danny in the background, is so beautiful. And I cannot wait until the GIF is available. And I said to you guys today, I am going to use anytime a man has the audacity to
breathe,
do any kind of verb, whether it's speak some words, do anything. When a man has the audacity, that's going to be my new go-to GIF. Or do we say GIF or GIF here? I feel like it is GIF, GIF.
I say GIF. Oh.
GIF. I know GIF is technically correct, but I say GIF.
So it depends on if you want to be correct.
But either way, that is my new go-to when a man has the audacity to blank.
Well, it's awesome because she doesn't just roll her eyes. She like rolls her whole face.
She's so expressive. Like, I feel that.
I also liked her approach of trying to get it out of Danny by being like, hey, Danny, like, what about Carson?
Yeah.
Yes, that was awesome.
And he didn't give in. She's so perceptive. And she kind of tried, she tries to talk to Jam Jam about it. There's also this amazing moment. I don't know if you guys picked up on this. But she's talking to Carson, or Carson's talking, and there's a close-up of he's looking into the fire, and the fire is reflecting in his glasses.
I sent fire emojis last night in the group chat.
Oh, sorry.
I know you have
I did notice that, because he was like, oh, look, I've done this. I've done so much. I've beautiful. Done this.
Artsy.
Yeah.
Emmy-worthy, maybe? I don't know.
So ultimately, she tells Carson, I have the Tika idol. I found it right away. I loved, like, he was genuinely so proud of her. Like, he was tearing up. It was
beautiful. His reaction was, I'm so proud of you, and gave her a hug. And then he said, you're the most amazing person I've ever met. And honestly, I haven't met Carolyn, but if I did meet her, I feel like I might say the same.
I mean, she's, like, done so much for Carson that if he... I guess to me, I'm like, it's one thing if Jam Jam betrays her, but I feel like it would be like truly fucked up for Carson to, you know, and more it's fucked hard. Up things have happened. But
see, it's tough. And this is the point, though, where I'm kind of like worrying about Carolyn in the game, because I don't know. It is all the game.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if somebody was willing to vote out their own literal mother, they need to be able to vote out their, like, pseudo-mother.
Yeah. I'm just worried that... I mean, Carolyn did say, like, I still need Carson in this game. Like, she is aware. And, you know, she will make a tough decision. But I'm just worried she won't make those tough decisions before the tough decisions are made to axe her. Mm-hmm.
Something that I thought of during this episode, the end of this episode specifically, when she was taking care of Carson in this way, is... a throwback to episode one of this season where I was like, yes, this is a woman who absolutely would dig through her son's poop to find his lost tooth. Like, so true. It really is who she is to a T that she will go above and beyond for anybody. Like, she's the kind of person that would, like, pick you up from the airport at, like, 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah. She would do anything for you.
Yeah, because she's not sleeping. She's up at every hour.
Yeah. But no, so...
She's the best.
Like, I mean, I guess at this point... I mean, really, like, getting into tribal, I mean, really, like, Carolyn has the vibes. It's going to be Carson. She's like, Jam Jam, like, will you vote Danny with me? Danny doesn't know about... Or Jam Jam doesn't know about the idol yet. But they do, I guess, talk to Lauren and and Jamie. Sorry,
Is the bar outside getting rowdy?
Yeah. Wait, do you hear it? Or
I heard it. Yeah. I didn't know what that was.
There's men like chanting.
Oh my God. I hope your doors are locked.
Wait, they are, but it just. Do you hear that?
I heard
That's
it.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like literally the patio of a bar is like to my right now.
No, it's hot here too.
Is it like disruptive?
No.
I just have okay. No, it's not like super loud.
Yeah. So if you hear like Rogue screaming, it's not me. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so basically we go into it. So what we think is the plan is, so Danny, Heidi, they think that Lauren and Jamie are with them and they're all voting for Carson. We have the Tika 3. They want to vote for Danny and they try to entice Jamie and Lauren to vote with them, but they don't really believe it, and that will come into play later. Actually, I don't think it was people at the bar. I think it was skateboarders. I just heard wheels a turning.
Just hooligans.
Hoodlums. Yeah,
I think there was a moment that must have been Jamie, because she's just awful. She's like, oh, Lauren and I now have all the power. She's just like, I love this game. It's always changing.
Yeah, no, that part
that was
wild.
A really good Jamie. But you know what,
though?
Honestly, we get to tribal, though. It actually kind of, besides, if Carolyn didn't have an idol, that 100% was true, though. It really was true.
I know.
So Carolyn plays her idol for Carson.
Yeah.
And... Well, I know we have other stuff to talk about. Like, we can talk, like, we kind of talked at the beginning of, like, the Danny, Carolyn, Jeff showdown. Yeah. But we can talk about it more.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, we're getting to tribal. My first thought was Franny is glowing. She, like, looks so happy to be there, like, looks so refreshed.
Yeah. In love.
Yeah. You know, she's Twitter-pated. Yeah, so you know, Carolyn just mentions, like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm waking up every hour, I'm not sleeping, and like I get here and I'm spinning. And Danny's like, no, you know, I don't agree with that. I look at it like fighters, you know, a more seasoned fighter. you know, like a first time fighter, he'll be all nervous, but a more seasoned one, you know, he'll have this confidence. And then when Lauren says something about, you know, either being experienced and strategic or emotional. And that's where Carolyn's like, excuse, like, I feel like that doesn't make sense. Like, experienced and strategic are not, you know, the opposite of emotional. They can all exist. Mm-hmm. And Lauren does say, like, you know, oh, I misspoke. Like, that's not what I meant. And then Danny's like, I literally think Danny's probably just like one of those people that gets like an inspirational quote of the day, like texted to him or something, or emailed him, or he has a quote of the day calendar. Cause he goes, comparison is the thief of joy. And I love Carolyn's like, that's what she just did, Danny. So that's why I'm saying it. Like, she's comparing us. So that's why I'm saying something. And then, yeah, and this is where Jeff is like, are you annoyed? Like, oh, yeah, maybe after you get some sleep. And Carolyn just makes a face. Are you mad at me now? And she just says yes. And Jeff's like, why?
Classic. Historic. I mean, it'll go down in history, that moment.
It's amazing. Thank you, Carolyn, for saying what we've all been thinking. What we love Jeff. We love him. We love him, but... Oh, sorry.
What do you think Carolyn was debating when she was at the podium?
Who to vote for?
Who do you think she was going between? Danny?
Well, she wrote Lauren and crossed it out.
Yeah, it was Lauren. I assumed it was between Danny and Heidi. So when I saw Lauren crossed out, I was kind of thrown off.
Yeah.
Here's why I don't think it was a total waste to play the idol, but then we'll talk about why it was actually a waste. The jury fucking loved it. They were living for it.
Yeah.
I think it was a nice way to be like, hey, look at this fucking idol I had, bitches. And then like solidifying that alliance, showing that she's loyal. That's a good social game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so it was actually a waste because Lauren and Jamie voted Heidi. So they could have just her, Carson, Jam voted for Danny, and that's three.
Yeah, so Danny would have gone home regardless if she played it. But it's good and bad. It's if she makes it to final three, it's very good she played it. But if she doesn't, it is kind of putting a target on her. Like, oh, wow, you had this the whole time and you kept the secret. Like we see in the scenes from next week, it's kind of putting a target on her. But we'll see. We'll see. I think she has a way to get herself out of hot water and put the target on someone else.
I mean, better to have, you know, imagine if she didn't play it and went home. You know, like, obviously that didn't happen, but, like, if she didn't and something, you know, and she screwed herself or screwed Carson, better than, like, I think she couldn't do the same thing that Marianne did and bring an idol to the final tribal. Like, you know, you kind of do it, you kind of have to spice it up a little bit, so she played
Danny's face. Like when she plays the idol, or like, and that, like, it's like Carson. It's like Danny's face is like, his mouth gets like yay big, but with his teeth, he's like,
oh my God, that is frightening. I didn't notice him doing that. He was a good sport though. He had fun at the end.
Yeah. No, I mean, he is a good sport, but I'm just saying, like, Danny's like confused, like, oh shit, face is like, or comical to me. But
I guess, like, because I'm not a huge De Niro fan, this just didn't play for me. Like, so he's like, okay, Jeff, I told everybody back home that if you snuff my torch, I'm gonna give you the De Niro face. And then he does it for like what feels like
way
a half an hour.
Jeff was like, this fool,
you're gonna snuff it, you're gonna well, you know, he's like, you talking to me, like in the mirror, like that's what he's like doing. But yeah, I mean, I guess
I'm sure his, like, friends and family at
is that taxi driver? Is that like the?
I think he just makes that face all the time.
Yeah, but no, but like I think he's riffing on like, you talking to me? You, oh, that's a good look at
that
Brian.
Should have been my username, De Niro. De Niro face.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that's what he like. He's basically like, oh, like you stuffing my torch? Like that's what he's like going on there.
I felt a little uncomfortable. Everyone felt uncomfortable.
Danny's friends and family are loving it, eating it up. Danny fans are eating it up.
I'd rather that than it's... his other claim to fame. So this is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I mean, my takeaway is I'm a little worried about Carolyn next week, but I mean, I feel like if Carolyn really was going to get voted out next week, the preview shouldn't like only talk about her being a threat. So I'm hoping that actually means she's okay.
I believe in her.
I do too. I love her.
Positive vibes only.
I think we can see from watching it at home that she is a threat. But I still think if you are there on the beach, not seeing the behind the scenes wheels turning, that on the beach, to me, Carson still looks like a bigger threat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because puzzles. Carolyn Definitely. Can't do a challenge. Like, no offense. Like, I love her, but that's not her strong suit.
Maybe they'll be like,
exactly.
Some crafts or something like that.
If there is a knot.
Flying a kite challenge.
If there is a knot of any kind. She's doomed.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Just are you guys
man? Any sort of rope material.
Are you guys ready to play our game?
Yes. Yeah, so like, what? The guess who
guess
said
who
it?
Said it.
Yes.
Okay. So next week's episode, be episode 12. It's called I'm the Bandit. Brian,
so,
since
like,
you're a guest, do you want to guess first who says it?
I'm like, I don't even know who's still remaining.
Tika 3, Heidi, Jamie, and Lauren.
I'm going to go with Jam Jam.
I'm going to guess Carolyn.
Ooh.
I'll say Carson.
There
Just
we go.
Keep it Tika 3.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I had a couple, like, not a couple. I'll just say one quick Survivor thought. I just think it is very, very interesting just how Danny does kind of like ham it up for the camera. And just like, I feel like the Survivor that my mom watches and like maybe some people watch this I think this was like prompted by Brian's dad saying drown Danny, because I think of, you know, my mom, who's probably like the same, around the same age as Brian's dad. I just think it's like very interesting. Like if you look at Twitter, how Carolyn is like the queen. And back in the day, Danny would have been the king in media, you know, like I just feel, I don't know. It's just like very interesting. Like the quirky.
Yeah. People have been like, what can he do?
He's a weirdo too. Okay.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Danny, like he, you know, he can do everything. Like he's a white man and he has some muscles and he's a firefighter. Like Danny, he's our king. Like, I just think it's so funny. Like the internet's, we've come a long way as a society.
I haven't seen much about him on the Twitter.
I've never seen anything. And I don't know, maybe it's the people we follow, but I just, it's the community, the Survivor community that we know online is like, I never see anyone being like, go Danny. I mean, I, in the beginning, I was like, oh, like that was smart how we found the idol. Like, and he's not going to tell anyone. Like he did do some things, but you know, gradually. Yeah. So that was just my last thought.
No prob. Well, should we get to our final segment of luxury items? Yes. I can kick us off if you want.
Go ahead.
So last week I said that I was probably going to watch this and then I did. I watched Queen Charlotte, the Bridgerton spinoff. It was nice because it was only 6 episodes, so it was fairly quick. It was kind of depressing. I did have to fast forward through one of the episodes. That was like too much for me.
Oh,
this isn't a spoiler.
I want to Google now what it was. Which episode
well,
was it?
Well, it's based on, I think, this. I don't think it's a spoiler, but and they kind of like, in Bridgerton, you see Queen Charlotte and King George in present, not present, like 2023, but like the current time period.
Yeah.
And it's based on like history, and it's like King George is, this is not politically correct, but he is like, quote, mad. Like he is like the mad king. And so it's like all about like how they met, how they got married, and like how like the illness came about. And But, you know, it's, like, set in the olden days. So, like, the part I could not watch, there was an entire episode of just, like, him being tortured as, like, part of a cure.
Ooh.
So, but it was good. That's cute.
I've heard good things. Do you need to have watched Bridgerton to enjoy this, or can you watch it as a standalone?
It would help, I think.
Okay.
Ashley, do you want to share?
Honestly, it's funny. Like, a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, I'm going to have a bunch of things, but I don't really, because I started watching one thing, didn't finish it. I will say that I watched, did I talk about the other two, the new season yet on air?
I don't think so.
Of what?
The other two, the show.
Oh, the other two. I mean, you talked about the other two.
No, but I talk, like, season three came out.
Okay.
There are, like, three, there's, within the first two, they dropped two episodes last week. There, first off, we have a Survivor cameo from Andrea Belkey from season 22 and season 26 and I think 34 Game Changers.
Oh my God, Andrea. The fact that you just remembered all those season numbers.
I know. It's a problem. Cameo from her in Ep 1. But beyond that, there are two additional Survivor references just within these episodes. And we talked about it, but love that the
crossover.
You know, one of the writers or creators of the show is a big Survivor fan. And it's funny because I think I talked about it. The one character is like, I thought that Survivor was violently straight. And then it's like all of his gay friends are like, have you ever watched an episode? So love that. But yeah, Brian, what about you?
So we touched on it briefly earlier, but my Taylor Swift just has to be my luxury item. I'm sure next week Lara will be able to give details on her adventures at the concert, but I'll be going the following weekend. And I've just been re-listening to all of her entire catalog. Yes, even the Stolen Master albums. But I have to prepare somehow.
Brian, have you been trying to stay spoiler-free or no?
Oh, no. I checked I have a playlist of all the possible surprise songs.
Okay.
I'm going to be checking three times this week to update it for what songs are played in Philadelphia.
I guess for me, I just like it is nice knowing a little bit what to expect, but I only got TikTok in like the past 6 months, and I kind of wish I had just waited like until after the concert, because it's like I think the things that I hate, I don't care that I know the songs, but I hate knowing that the things that she says throughout the concert aren't like for the moment at the top of her head when she's like, when she's like, are you ready for our first bridge of the evening? It's like, I'm fucking ready, Taylor. Like, just go ahead.
Yeah,
like,
I guess I'm sorry. Yeah.
Not to be like such a, like a downer.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I feel like I haven't paid, like, I'm aware of those things. Like, even like the surprise song, I realized this past week that she says the same. Wouldn't it be crazy if at every show I could play different songs? Like, I didn't even realize that down to that part was like.
See, I'm not scripted. Going. And I'm not. I feel like I don't pick up on any. Like, I think maybe I'm not paying close attention because I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely it all comes up because I'm, you know, scrolling my Twitter, my Instagram, all of it is Taylor.
They know.
All Taylor, all the time.
Yeah, but I'm not like I don't really know too, like I wouldn't say like I wanted to know the song. I wanted to know the set lists. And that's
I think I could
know.
Probably perform it straight through myself with all of the things that she says. I mean, I don't know it that well,
with
but
scarves,
I know it pretty well.
With scarves.
Oh my God, did you love that video, Brian?
That's my luxury item. Big Lou and Laura, Mama Laura, scarf dance. Happy birthday, scarf dance.
Maybe I'll post it on our stories. But yeah, for Brian's birthday, I sent him a video. It's hard. It's stupid and hard to explain, but we have some time. Is when my daughter was an infant, I don't know how to explain it. We have this rainbow scarf and I would do a scarf dance for her and she would love it. Like when they're little blobs, like that's really all they have to live for is like visual stimulation. And I I guess I had posted or something, and Brian was like, I want you to do that for me on my birthday. So I
you sent me one before, though. I think there was another, it must have been last year on my birthday. But yeah, you like it like came up, it came up organically that you have like, you just casually mentioned Scarf Dance, like I forget where, and your story or maybe tweeted directly, and I was like, I need to see this. I'm requesting this. So I think this was very one last year.
But
this
so
was
me a very and
special one.
Me and the baby did it together, and she had her own scarf, and it was cute. Because Brian, I sent you an edited version because there was a lot longer of just me doing it, and she's like watching me, and then finally she's like, yeah, and she gets the hint of it.
It was funny because it did look like.
It was it the Survivor like, way that you was like, it the Survivor song?
Yeah.
It,
yeah,
to the theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really. Yeah. I was.
Snoop and I vibe out to that song too.
I was shocked that everybody cooperated because I was giving Matt very specific filming instructions.
It was, like I said, I think I said it was the best thing I've ever seen.
Thank you so much. And there's so much out there, so that really means a lot.
Oh. Loved it. So yeah, no, Taylor and Lucy.
Aw. Scarves. All right, guys. Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me back. Yeah, I feel like I feel like I was just here, but I'm back again.
Always a pleasure.
Again, yeah. It's been fun.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.